Tau Henare, welcome, my brother.
Hey, bro. Hey. How are you, mate?
Well, every day is a good struggle in the jungle, eh? Every day is a good struggle in the jungle. And you,
every day above ground is a good day, brother.
That's right. Now, I've got to, before we talk about what's going on with COVID-19, a new little show has appeared on RNZ. You're a part of it, Party People. Can I just say, that was so much fun to watch.
Yeah, it's an opportunity to, I suppose, listen to a different point of view. You know, all the other views are usually, mainstream media. They're paler than pale.
Yeah.
And I think we want to have fun, but we also want to give a sort of different landscape.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? Well, let's talk about that landscape, because the landscape for Auckland is going to change at 11:59 tonight. We're going to see our retail shops begin to open their doors, some from midnight. Hell, we've got people lining up for socks and undies at Sylvia Park right now. And here's the other irony, bro. You can go and get your lips Botox. Not that I need, you can't put lipstick on this particular pig and make it pretty. But you can't go for a haircut. I mean, are we missing something?
Nah, bro. I actually, personally, I think we came out of lockdown too early, and I hear the Prime Minister is now referring to the 29th of November as Freedom Day. Well, what sort of carry on is that? Freedom Day? That's what Trump was talking about, mate.
Yeah. Well, also old Boris, over there in the UK too. I mean, but let's talk about this, because we had Dr. Dawidi Taonui on the show last night talking about the impact of the current data on Māori. I mean, the vast majority head of population on Māori who are currently impacted. There are stories emerging throughout the day that we've got whānau that are, living in cars, or isolating cars, rather, and now caravans have come out tonight. I mean, do you think we opened too early?
Oh, I do. I think that personally, and after listening to a lot of the experts in the Māori field. I believe that what we should have done was stay the course for another couple of weeks, and in those 2 or 3 weeks, we really needed to put in place a plan. And I don't think that plan. I think the plan that we've got has been made on the hoof, to be honest.
Do you,
it worries me.
Do you think the government got too nervous? I mean, too nervous by the calls coming from the business community. We move from that very health focused response that we've had the last 18 months to one of, well, now the economics are taking over. And those who are crying loudly are, they have been the business community. Open those doors, they say.
Yeah, I think you're right. But I also think that this is, some time ago, we saw, first of all, the gangs being blamed for everything.
Mm.
And then we saw a couple of hookers apparently being blamed for everything.
Don't tell Winston that.
Oh, my God. I mean, look what his response was. I mean, so I think it has been piecemeal. I think 8 weeks ago, we had all of our experts put a proposal in front of the Ministry of Health, and they poo-pooed it and said, no, we're not going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the brothers ends up having to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to go to court. And the court says, yeah, you're right. But 3 days later, they're going to have to go back and say, excuse me, these fellas didn't even do what you said.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's for Māori, I just have this horrible feeling that we're going to get blamed.
Yeah, well, it's starting to shape up that way for some people, some commentators out there. If you tune into some of the mainstream radio networks, it's already starting to emerge. But we're also seeing, though, the ongoing spread of misinformation that's going on out there. I mean, the protests today down in Wellington, alongside the Māori flag, all of a sudden, out come the Trump flags, out come the American flags. You've got people wearing red caps, saying "Make America Great Again," but arrest Jacinda Ardern. I mean, the amount of misinformation is absolutely incredible.
Oh, it is, and but I think that that's been happening for the last 20-odd years, you know, as the internet gets bigger, it gets cheaper, everybody has access to it, you know, so the dark web is out there. So all these players are involved in one way or another in their own little worlds that most of the world can actually see.
Yeah.
And so a lot of people are picking this up. I mean, gee, I got relations who think that way, who really do think that way about the earth is flat and blah 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 blah. and I'm thankful that my old man and my grandfather are not here to see it.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a cousin that actually thinks that unicorns are real. I mean, that's how silly. I mean, you know, you've got these conspiracy theorists, and a couple of them, of course, and I've been railing against them, are from overseas. They're not even born and raised here. One of them in particular, who's causing havoc up north, owes $800,000 in defamation proceedings to an MP that she defamed online in Australia. Another bloke we've got up here in Auckland, living at home with mum, who just happens to be a New Zealand citizen, but he was born and raised in America, and he's spouting some of the most horrendous things. And to be frank, I'll say it now, in one of the videos, he talks about Māori, and I support Māori and sovereignty and all the rest of it. And on another video, he's been caught out calling us house niggers. You know, so you've got a really horrid underbelly of individuals, maybe a core group of 5 to 6 of them, who are just spreading the worst hateful messages and manipulating our people.
Oh, most definitely. And then you've got the so-called apostle of God up on his Harley Davidson and saying all sorts of silly stuff. You know, so it's just, look, bro, my view is this. Go get vaccinated.
Mm.
It may, you know, you can still get the disease even if you are vaccinated.
Mm.
But I tell you what, if you're not vaccinated, you're in dire straits if you get that virus.
Well, it's not just the virus now. I mean, the school in the King Country this afternoon saying that all of them are not going to be vaccinated, kind of like saying, well, what are you going to do now, Ministry of Education? Well, you know, come on, you fellas, I'm less worried about you as adults making the right decision. You should know better. I'm worried about the kids who are going to sit in front of your class if you're not, because they can't be vaccinated at the moment until the under-12s vaccine comes out. In New Zealand, out today, saying you are going to have to be either double vaccinated to fly with us or have a test prior to departure. The health workforce, 200 corrections officers have been stood down on full pay for the next month because they refuse vaccinations. I mean, it's getting a little bit tardy.
Oh, well, and this was what I was always concerned about, this whole vaccine mandate. It creates winners and losers.
Mm.
It creates another class of people. Like, these are the unvaccinated. What next? Are we going to put little signs on their jerseys that say UV, unvaccinated? I mean, this happened in the 1930s.
Yeah, look, we're ended up.
And people, and exactly, look, here's my view on it. If the police aren't getting vaxxed, and they're not, then I don't think anybody else should be told what to do.
Mm.
Now, honestly, because they, you know, if our police force are balking at the idea of being vaxxed, then everybody else who doesn't want to get a vaccination is quite entitled to.
Mm, absolutely. Hey, the protests today down in Wellington, I mean, you know, the Prime Minister has said, well, look, there weren't that many people. The numbers from the media, from Te Ao Māori News, for example, saying there were about 1,000 outside the steps of Parliament. I was listening to one commentator this afternoon. He said, well, it's not as if it was the Springbok rugby tour where thousands and thousands turned out. It wasn't as if these were the waterfront riots back down there in Wellington all those years ago, or even the Vietnam War protests, or young children coming out on the streets in the last couple of years around climate change. She has a point. We're not talking about great numbers of people.
Yeah, that's right. And I even heard one of the protesters say, oh, we're expecting as many as the foreshore and seabed. And I thought to myself, gee, where's the next joke going to come from? But, you know, I mean, yes, there. Oh, look, I think there were thousands of people, but I wouldn't have even, you know. And I suppose you also have to accept that there was 1,000 people down there. There were hundreds of people all over New Zealand in their own little areas. So there is an underbelly, like you say. I think it is a dangerous underbelly. Being pursued by some really horrible people, and I'm not talking about whakaputanga or even destiny, for goodness sake. I'm talking about people who actually have their finger inside the dark web. That's the thing that worries me.
Well, that's right. I mean, we've got social media platforms that are unfamiliar to many where they ply their trade, such as a thing called Telegram. But one of the images that for me that stood out today was the it's in the grounds of Parliament, and it's stuck into the ground, and it is the Donald Trump flag flying next to the Māori flag, and this is just that example of the underbelly of narratives that aren't even born here. They're born from overseas. They come from that hoo-ha that goes on in the United States. But here it is, and it's that flag flying next to the Māori flag. Geez, it makes me cringe.
But who of us would have thought that was even possible 18 months ago?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and we're seeing that's I think personally I think the Māoris that were there should have just pulled out and had their own demo. Why you want to go in all in with all these fellas is beyond me. I can't understand it.
No, I can't understand most of it. Hey, Ray, always good catching up with you. Love the show this evening on RNZ. I think it's a standout performer. I reckon you're moving into your second career broadcasting. Hey?
The second career, mate. I'm waiting for God. That's what I'm doing, brother.
Yeah, you're a bit off God yet. You're a bit off God yet. I reckon there's a second and third or fourth career in you yet. But anyway, hey, Tau Henare, thanks for joining me. Really appreciate it, my bro.
Not a problem, Chief. Thank you very much.
Not a problem, Gordon.